It's a daily talk show live from Los Angeles.
Or Tally Smith's hotel room.
WeHo.
What's happening?
WeHo.
Hello.
Yeah, West Hollywood.
Welcome to my crib.
Paint the picture for us.
Look, I've done well here, haven't I? So I got a free upgrade. So there's, we're in the living quarters of my room, and then there's the bed in front of us, nice and plush. We have the double sink bathroom with the door, we just realised. Thanks for shutting it.
His
I don't
hers.
Know why you didn't.
I pointed out before, the window that you can see straight into the shower.
It's one of those things where, like, you want to be comfortable with the person, because sometimes you go away and you're not super, super tight with someone, like you're not married to somebody. And when you've got bathrooms like that where it's exposed, it really tests things quite early on, doesn't it?
Have you actually had that happen?
Yeah, for sure. The Olsen in Melbourne, I had a room there.
I
took
a dump.
Friend?
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say you took a shit in the hotel and it was
no,
all...
No, I don't take
okay,
shits.
Okay, great.
I don't shit.
Not at hotel rooms.
But, I had a friend stay the night and there was just no privacy. And it was just a bit like, it just makes you skip, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
You can't, where else do you go? You can't, like, run downstairs to the lobby to use a bathroom.
Oh,
you could, actually.
How many times have you been to LA, do you reckon?
Ooh, I come a lot. I love LA. I actually wanted to move here. I come about once every year. So I was here this time last year, literally to the day this time last year. I just love it here. I love the weather. I love how it really does feel like anything's possible. I feel like you're walking down the street and you bump into people that just make you feel like you could totally make it here.
It's funny. We were talking the other day about when you go on a holiday, all of us, or you travel, all of a sudden you hang out with people that you don't normally hang out with.
Wait, are you saying that you wouldn't usually hang out
with me? Oh, mate, usually do a Runyon with Tally Smith and then...
Hey, I was psyched to see you guys were here same time as me.
Yeah, it's great.
I was psyched. I reached out to you and I said, hey guys, I'm coming tomorrow, we should hang out. And then they left me on scene.
No.
Yeah, so you didn't reply to me. I was like, this is so awkward. Oh my God. Do they not want to hang out with me? What have I done? I thought our episode went really well.
That was great.
It did go well.
No, we're not great when it comes to our DMs.
Well, no, I think...
You're on it literally all the time.
I know, we're all on it though.
And half an hour response time is okay.
It was days.
Are you more needy because you're in LA?
Well, no, I just kind of was like, I reached out, I extended an olive branch and was like, hey, we should totally like catch up, get dinner, get drinks. And then you saw it, one of you saw it, and then you just left it.
Well, we were pulling a few olives off another branch and then we've now come over to your olive branch.
So you're just using me for my room, aren't you? That's why we're all here.
No, but we did do Runyon this morning.
We did.
Which, if you don't do Runyon when you're in
Are
LA.
Are you even in LA?
You're not. And it was Mr. 97's first time.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to the show. You haven't said anything yet. But he's here.
Yeah,
he's actually
here,
guys.
Very close to Tally. Oh my God, the rumors are true.
He's a bit cute.
Mr. 97, what did you think of Runyon?
I loved it. It was great.
Yeah,
sick
it was
view
very
from
quick
the top.
Though, right?
Yeah. It could have gone longer. I thought that was just like a stopping point, and then we'd keep going.
All right, mate. Do twice.
Should we have potentially made it longer? Should we have gone up another trail?
Well, I mean, how are you coping? Because you had a few drinks last
look,
night.
Look, I was a little bit dusty and a little bit wheezy. I actually have asthma.
Wheezy, okay.
So I should have brought my puffer. Sure. But I wasn't that bad, was
so
it?
So you actually have an asthma pump that you can carry with you?
Yeah, Ventolin.
Okay.
Which is super sexy.
You shouldn't have more than, what do they say, the doctors? Do you ever feel like when you go to the pharmacist and they say, how often are you using this?
Yeah, because then you have to have a preventative rather than a, this is really boring chat.
Have you had the preventative, the purple one?
I haven't, no.
You have to do that and it's like real sandy. It's like, ah, this doesn't feel like it's helping.
I have had too much of my blue Ventolin before and it makes you a little bit like jittery.
Yeah.
A little bit racy.
Mm.
Oh, not in a fun way.
So you hadn't had it before we left because you had
okay.
It
okay, look, guys, look, was I late? No.
No, mate.
Was I awake? And I just arrived the day before. Yeah. I was probably jet lagged, a little bit hungover. I had to have Macca's the night before. And yet, you know, we all made it, didn't we? And then we had a delicious breakfast.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. What was that place called?
Mel's Drive-In. They wanted to do a diner. I'm like, there are so many better places to be eating here.
Well, okay. So but I think... you can have the like So LA experience where you're coming over here going to all the hip places, or you can do
the right experience.
Yeah, it depends. I mean,
it's
done
an
that.
Experience.
Mr. 97, he needs the diner experience. He's never been to America.
No. How'd you find the diner?
It's great.
Yeah?
I just got avocado and eggs on toast.
Yeah.
So you very
got,
Aussie.
You just got what you could have gotten back home.
Yeah.
Really.
The hipster thing at an old school diner.
We really should have all taken it seriously and gotten like chicken and waffles, pancake stack.
I think that the vegetarian thing has played to my advantage of not going out too much.
Yeah. Look, I'm disappointed in this whole development. Last time we chat, you were trying to debut a Mo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and now you're trying to debut vegetarianism.
Yeah. You did say earlier that something around the gimmicks.
Yeah.
I'm the trend. No,
I did not call you a trendsetter.
I was a trendsetter.
I thought it was the gimmick guy.
what was the word he was using in the car? I was like, okay, dad.
Trixie.
Well, I didn't want to get too tricksy about things.
Which is not a word. It's either tricky or trickster. You just combine the two.
Tricksy. Yeah,
do you drive when you're in LA?
No, I know. I'm too scared to do that.
Have you driven here?
No.
Okay.
The traffic, if you've ever been to LA, the traffic is crazy. There are so many, like there are like 12 lane freeways. Mm-hmm. We're turning from all the wrong sides on the wrong side of the car. It terrifies me.
Can you show your elbow to the camera? Can you see in the camera?
It's really bruised.
Yeah, what happened?
I think I maybe chipped it. Look, do you want the truth or do you want the story that I haven't actually been? You haven't even asked how I did it.
No, when you said it, you jumped in the car. You're like, "Oh, my elbow!" And I looked over,
it's
and I was
really
like,
"Painful.
I can't see shit." And then
you fell over.
You showed it before, and now it's fully swollen.
We want the real story.
Okay, so I was in bed last night. It's probably about 6 or 7 p.m. Obviously, I just landed, so I was pretty jet lagged, and I tried to stay awake for as late as I could before I could go to bed. Retainer in again, just such a catch.
With retainers, do you have to change them over time? Like, you got a? When did you get a retainer? How old were you?
No, I had Invisalign when I was an adult, so now I just keep them in place.
So it's not
this is not the story I wanted to tell.
It's not the old
school
retainer where you like
absolutely remember? Not.
Well, that's what when you think about retainer.
No,
I think
pop,
about
I
like
I grab it if you want. You just pop it in. It's like a see-through mouth guard.
Could anyone wear it, or it's
no,
specifically
it's molded
designed
to my
for
teeth.
You? Okay, so it's a cool. Yeah, it's
I
a
digress.
Mouth guard. It's a mouth guard.
Yeah, but it's still not sexy.
You sleep with a mouth guard on. Yeah.
Anyway, so I was in bed watching some. I was watching The Wedding Planner. Great movies over here, by the way.
Great movies.
And
Hollywood.
Then obviously I'm single. I'm not sure if you guys are aware. Have I mentioned that before?
Yeah.
That
what app is it that you... Oh, you can't talk about the app that you're
on.
No,
we can talk about the apps. Ray is definitely worth talking about. Yeah. Anyway, so someone was talking to me on an app and he was like, come for a drink. And I was like, no, I'm already in bed. I just got here. No. He's like, I'll come to your hotel bar. And I was like, oh, it's just downstairs. And I was like, okay. So I got up, got dressed, did my hair, put makeup on, and went downstairs for a drink.
So what's the vibe?
The point is that there's a swing downstairs in the lobby, and we were on the swing drunk, and we both fell backwards off the swing in the Mondrian lobby with a bunch of like cool celebs wandering around. So that's my story.
So do you like the idea of doing that? I think I would absolutely not get out of bed. I would have just said no.
Yeah.
What are you? Are you hoping for something? Are you hoping for a...
It's funny, my girlfriend was just talking to me about that. I am obviously I'm only here for 9 days, so I'm not big on one night stands, but you do, you know, the romantic in me thinks...
You've only got 9 days.
So you have to have 9 1 night stands. No, the romantic in me thinks, what if this is the person I'm supposed to meet?
Yeah.
So you never want to miss out on an opportunity. He had good banter, it was very funny.
Yeah,
American.
He looked like Seth from the OC. Yeah, American.
Was it Seth from the OC?
No, well, it could have been though, it could have been.
Seth from the OC, what does he look like?
He's hot.
Is there
a brunette or blonde?
Brunette.
Okay.
You did mention that you spotted a celebrity on the app.
Yeah, so I want to get Mr. 97 on Raya.
Mm-hmm. And explain what Raya is.
So they call it Raya over here. It's R-A-Y-A. So it's a dating app. They pitch it as a dating app for people in the industry. It's basically just a dating app for hot famous people, which is why I'm on it.
who gave you the invite?
Neve from Catfish.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine. So he actually called me. He said, you have to get on this new app. And I was like, I'm already on Happn, Bumble, Tinder, Hinge.
Mate, my plate's full. I bloody can't manage the top five.
He didn't wear with a stick.
So it's been around for a while then.
But it's a real secret society. So they don't advertise it. It's kind of like Fight Club. Like, you're not supposed to talk about it. Yeah. You have to apply to get on. There's like a waiting period.
Oh, no. So this
no, but
is
you
where...
have an in. I can be his referral. You have to have a referral.
So Neve was yours, and now
I can be yours. You'll be...
So you're like the GP. Have you referred anyone before?
Yes, I have quite a few friends on there.
Is there a point
you have to pay
system?
For it as well?
Oh no. So he got his baby, and he doesn't fucking. He's still on his mum's Netflix account.
Can't just add it to your mum's, you know, tab?
Could you
use your mum's credit card?
Would you do that? I reckon your mum would be down for that, Mr.
Yeah, she'd probably
do
it.
Have I mentioned that there are Victoria's Secret models on there?
Yeah, mum's going to do it.
Mum's down. No, but it's really cool. One of the best functionalities about it that I love that none of the other apps have is that it's like a map. And it shows you like where the hotspots are. So it will show you where all the members are, which is kind of, you can turn it off if you don't want people to see where you are.
And when you say shows you, it's, you know who they
you can,
are.
You can see their faces. You can click on their profiles and be like, oh, okay. So-and-so is at the bar literally across the road.
It says Tully Smythe on there.
No, it says Tully.
Okay,
but
Tully.
Then it first links name. To my profile.
First name, link profile, little icon.
Yeah.
Great.
So last night when I was downstairs on my date, He went to the bathroom. Oh, this is not going to be talking about. He went to the bathroom. I thought, I'm just going to see who's around. Just, you know.
He wasn't the knight in shining armor. She was.
Look, he said,
only,
no, he was,
how many
he
days?
Was lovely.
8 days? Only 8 days.
Guys, he's actually so keen. He wants to come out tonight. I was
really?
Like, oh, wow, keen
with
bean.
Us. Is
mate,
he fun?
We're going out.
Yeah.
We're all going out.
But is
yeah,
he
we're
fun?
All going out. I want to get Mr. 97 drunk. Yeah. White girl wasted. Yeah. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so I saw in my little map. I saw in my little map that actor who used to be on Glee, which I used to love, was literally at that bar just there to the left of us.
Yeah.
So I was like, do I just run, make a run for it?
It's
or?
It sounds like a stressful and exhausting
of
game.
You would say that.
Don't
it's
you think?
Not a game. This is my real life.
It sounds a lot like a game.
This is my dating life. Of course you would say that, Dad.
And can we look at the Raya app and see
yeah,
who's
absolutely.
On it now?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, I
all right,
your
go. Yeah,
hey, you've got your name on the back of your case.
I do.
I did spot
that's
it.
Face ID it. All right, so we're going to open the app.
So it's called Raya.
They call it Raya, but Raya. I mean, how would you call it? R-A-Y-A. It's Raya.
Raya, yeah.
So see, it says members near you.
And so
I can
do you
sort
have guys and girls on
yep,
there?
Yeah, so okay. This is just like nearby. If I wanted to go, this is how you use it, like kind of any other app. Yes, yeah. No, yes, no. And rather than have photos. Rather have photos, there's like a slideshow. So you make a little like slideshow with a song of your choice. The song is very important.
Okay.
You are judged on the song as much as you're judging your photos.
Well, don't do the song too well.
Wow, so this guy that you've gone, Mike. Mike's gone, but he was... He had a lot of red carpet shots.
So then
shots.
See how there's like a... Hang on, I'll show the camera.
Yeah,
can
sure.
See it? Can we see that?
Yeah. So there's a map and it looks like... it's like you've ordered 50 things at Uber Eats and
yeah.
You're keeping in track
yeah.
of all of them
and
at
so
once.
Then you can see... So when there's a place that's going off, for mm-hmm. instance, like Soho House, which is sure. a really sort of hip-hop happening place, mm-hmm. you can see it'll be like pulsating. As okay. in like all the beautiful people are hanging out here mm. right now.
Brian, everyone's got really good headshots.
Oh, it's okay. The one thing about Raya is it's really hard to go back from Raya to like Bumble or Tinder okay. because yeah, you're going yeah. from like the elite
I mean,
to
that guy,
like Gary from Altona North. You know what I mean? Like
totally
you're going from the CEO of Firefox, I shit you not, or McLovin from Superbad,
Firefox?
Who's not hot to be fair. No, but like to some guy that's like a you know a chippy.
Yeah, sure.
It's tough.
So
yeah.
who's the
but
most?
Do you use Firefox?
No, I use Chrome.
Who's the most? Presti, you knew. Is it? Do you actually know
Mozilla? Is
yeah,
the CEO,
yeah, yeah.
Mozilla is the
I,
is the company.
I couldn't tell you who the bloody CEO
yeah, I don't
of
know
Firefox
who the CEO
is.
No,
yeah.
No, my point
it's
is,
also
is
an
that
open
he, everyone's got really impressive titles. You know, you've got DJs, you've got
it
producers,
says it on
you've
there,
got
too,
yeah, yeah, you have to because you have to. That's how you get across the line.
I mean, that, the boy okay. before was a professional pretender,
which what? Means he's an actor, I guess.
Yeah,
he's a bullshit
artist. What's this guy? Who's this guy?
Niall,
musician.
He's a musician,
social
activist.
Spare me.
Okay, you know
we'll
what
do, we'll do.
About.
We'll do one. More. Oh, we'll so, do two more. Go on, TJ.
Who's the most famous person you've seen?
Oh,
on
it's
Raya?
Been quite a few. Matched with or seen?
Both.
Okay, so what I tend to do is, and it's probably a bit narcissistic of me,
no.
but if I
go on.
Dad, if I see someone famous, I swipe right just to see if we match.
Okay, sure.
And then I immediately unmatch them. So there's the little guy. One of the funniest ones was the little guy from Jerry Maguire, Jonathan Lipnicki.
Oh, everyone said as a kid I look like him. Yeah,
he has not
the one
aged
with the glasses.
Well. Let's just say that.
No, has he really?
He looks the same in the face, but he's just a bigger guy.
Okay, sure.
Which is a little bit disconcerting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
There's some people on there. Tayo Cruz is on there. Moby's on there.
Lauren
Moby.
Yep. Terry Hatch is on there.
Works at Honey Burdette.
That's a lingerie company. Great okay. lingerie. Who else? In terms of people I've matched with, they're all quite like, you want to go achievable, like
yeah.
people you might actually meet. So I've matched with Flume.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Harley.
did you know him before
no.
that? Okay.
No, now I do.
So you're
not
on a first name
wait,
basis.
Hang on.
It
this
sounds
is
like
be a
you're
Daily Mail article.
Yeah.
Well, his name's Harley. You don't want to call him by his DJ name.
I saw what he did to that person at.
He ate ass.
He did.
I think real men eat ass.
Well, he's a real man in your eyes.
Mr. 97, thoughts on eating ass?
So, what is he?
Mum, if you're listening,
tune out
at this point.
He's gone weirdly quiet. It's bizarre. You were so talkative before, and
so,
now you've gone quiet.
Yeah, he had such an opinion on it before. Only real men eat ass, is what he was saying.
He
was getting so aggressive.
He's so red. You're going so red.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? So we're looking at the Hollywood Hills here.
Yes, we are.
There's like, I love looking up and seeing these amazing
houses.
Knowing
that we're never, ever going to live anywhere
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. It's a poor man's mindset just sitting here going, wow, ooh-wee. There's like LA moments that happen in time. Mm-hmm. They're like, it's so LA. House parties.
Earthquakes.
That kind of shit. More the fun stuff when mm-hmm. you come as a tourist. What's been a story or something you've done where it's like only in LA would this happen?
Okay, well, it goes back to Raya, obviously.
All things start with Raya.
So I matched with a DJ slash producer on Raya. I think I can say his name. We're friends now. Zed.
Zed, yeah.
Anton.
Oh, mate, I've been for a tour through his house.
Yeah, so
have
I went
you?
To...
Have you? Did he know?
Yeah, it was on YouTube. It was like, meet the DJ, go, like a tour of Zed's $18 million mansion in Hollywood.
Oh, it was on YouTube. Yeah,
it was on YouTube.
So we met up. He was going bowling. Bowling's a big thing here. A lot of the celebrities like just...
10-pin bowling. Okay.
I think they like to really bring it back down to basics when they hang out because they're so used to like all
in
the
in their own 10-pin bowling.
No, if that's what I mean, probably no, but we just went to pins. Pins. We had a bowling match. We went so back to his house and had this like full-on Hollywood party. And I remember his pool had LED lights that like would go to the beat of the music. So it would like change from like green to purple to yellow in time with... we weren't playing his music. That'd be really... Oh, something's happening. Oh, we're all right. We're back on.
What just happened?
I don't know. Something came across the screen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a box.
That's probably a battery.
Battery, yeah.
Notification.
That's fine. Maybe. Raya notification. Somehow it's on our screen. So Bluetooth. You went back to Zed's house.
Yeah.
Zed...
Bit of a Hollywood moment.
How has he made his money?
He's actually really freaking talented. So he was also, he happened to be premiere and he had made her documentary. He's got a crazy fan base and that premiere, I love how... Are you just matching with people?
No, I'm not actually matching. Just I'm just seeing who they are. I want to find at least one good person. Someone just said real estate. I don't think they should be on the app. But they must have a lot of real estate.
That's achievable though. Like that feels relatable.
A real
like
estate
I'm not
going to
actually match with Brad Pitt.
Okay, here's one. Yeah, has any of your friends found the one?
On Raya or on dating
apps?
Well,
just on dating apps.
Absolutely. Okay. He's my friends.
So a few. I once went to a reporter. What do you call it? Speed dating night. And it was like interesting types at these speed dating events.
Yes, they are.
But I met one person who met their wife through it. He wasn't there speed dating. He was like part of it, organizer. And his best mate had met his wife through it.
It's no longer like there's
this guy.
We found a stud.
Oh, he's from Melbourne.
He was married to a friend of mine.
What's
so I probably
name?
Have to go no on that
What's
one.
His name? His name's Buck.
Buck Palmer.
Oh, it's Bucky. Buck.
Oh, Bucko. Like, I've seen his house. I've gone through his house on YouTube.
He was married to Ashley Hart, Jess Hart's sister.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's on the app.
He is attractive.
Let's, you can't.
Don't swipe. Yes.
She still lives here, doesn't she, in LA?
I think so, yeah.
Or
I believe
sister.
So. Both of them.
Okay. And so do you think if we gave you a green card right now, would you move
absolutely.
Here? You'd move here?
Yeah, I would love to move here. Yeah.
What would you do here?
Well, that's the thing. I don't even, like, people are like, oh, what are you here to try and, you know, to break into? I'm like, I'm not here to try and break into anything. Like, I don't want to be an actress.
I'll be breaking into my hotel room later. It's because I've fucking lost my key.
I don't know. I just think there's just a different energy here, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, yeah, 100%.
I just feel like, especially in our industry, I mean, I guess we're in the same industry now. I am a podcast host.
Yeah.
You know, there are only so many opportunities available to us in Australia. It really is a small island.
Does that mean Ray is a bit shit in Australia?
Oh, it's so bad. And also that map functionality doesn't work in Australia.
Really? Not enough
we have
people,
the map.
Do you think?
Well, I don't
or
know. I think
privacy,
you have to,
maybe.
I think you have to get those spots, we have to suggest them. Mm. And no one really uses Raya properly in Australia. All you've got is like football players.
Who else is on Raya?
In Australia?
Yeah.
Olympia Valance met her boyfriend.
She did.
Yeah, that was a success story.
Yep. At the moment. I'm familiar with Tom.
Oh, do you have a... do you know what would be really helpful?
What?
When you go on a date with someone, it sort of puts it in your profile so you can keep a track of who you've dated and what date.
Can other people go and see it or just...
They keep your messages.
Oh, it's
obviously.
Like an Uber Eats. Oh, no.
Can we read an exchange?
Just and this is good too because it shows you. They show you. So once you've matched with someone, because it's not geo-targeted. So even when I'm back in Australia, I can match people in LA. So then when you get to a city, it will show you who of your matches is in the city.
So
that
did
in.
You have you actually done preparation before getting to LA? Where
Absolutely.
It's like the week before you've changed
Absolutely.
Your location.
Can I read?
No, I don't change my location. Okay. I see who of my matches is in LA, and I reach out and say, "Hey, I'm going to be in town next week."
What I love about you is you're an open book. Can
Absolutely.
I read?
Absolutely. Read whatever
okay.
you want.
Nick.
No, I'm regretting this instantaneously. Oh, no.
Well, there's a lot. You get hard. You go hard.
Actually, it's also known fact. It's really hard to get conversation going on Raya. Everyone kind of is just
Everyone's
there
busy.
For the ego stroke. No one really wants to connect with anybody. Mm-hmm. They're just there to sort of match. So to get a conversation going past hey is like
Oh, my God.
Hard.
2016. You've been on this for ages.
I have.
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
But that's why it's been a long time.
So, some weather banter. This is from Nick. Hi, how's the weather down there?
Is that your American accent?
Yeah, it's
I
shit.
Would not quit your day.
Beautiful today. I'm having a pool party tomorrow, so it better stay that way. Like,
that's me, by the way.
Yeah, blah, but blah, blah, does blah, it blah, attract blah. Wankers?
Can I find you a better one? If yeah, I could yeah, yeah. Really
Tully, does it attract wankers?
Absolutely.
And do you just lean into it?
Interestingly, that's someone we were just speaking about.
Oh, yeah, sure. Great.
I'm trying to connect dots. I can't remember.
Really?
Don't try to connect dots.
No. Not
on the show.
So this guy and I actually ended up dating for a bit. Uh-huh. They're all very attractive, aren't they? God, I should get back on
Tommy,
here.
Dougie. Hey, Dougie. Hey, Jackson.
So day to day, are you spending more time on Raya or do you spend time on Tinder or Bumble?
There you go. Look, when I'm back home, this is the chat between
Do
me and Flume.
Do people send photos?
No, you can't. Okay. And also, another interesting fact, you can't screen
texting?
Grab. If you screen grab, it records your IP address. Because basically, if anything gets leaked to the press, because they're really big on privacy, they know who leaked it because they record your IP when you screen grab something.
Another thing I love about you, I said you're an open book, but you're also open to show that you're a bit needy. Because you've gone...
Don't worry about the screen, by the way.
You did a hi, and then he said holla, and then he said, how's it going? Holla. And you said, well, I mean, I've heard of Treat and Mean Kevin
Keen. Hang on.
3 months till a reply.
Can we date stamp that? That was 3 months between the first and second...
Yeah, 9th of September, and then he replies on the 12th of December.
No, hang on. That's a double text from him. The first one.
Okay.
Then he's double texted me.
Yeah. Maybe he had
to get
through a high
give
list.
Give me some credit, guys. I've got a bit of game.
He's opened up big. You travel a lot?
A little, says Tully. And then he says, I love Melbourne. Yes, I'm doing a show at the Sydney My Music Bowl. Want to come?
Oh, that's Flume.
That's not bad.
Oh, that's
backstage
pretty good.
Invite from Flume.
So this is a great
Flume's
networking
thing.
Going to
get through a fair bit, I'd say.
How do we...
That's sick.
Can we do... Do you think
there's...
This one. This one's good. This one... Is from literally the other week.
Did you go?
Look.
Because this was...
This was from...
We want to go.
You stole my elevator.
So I was at a hotel in Brisbane and they were doing Listen Out Festival. Uh-huh. And I was waiting for the elevator and Flume and Vera Blue get into it. And there's no room for me because they have all their people with them.
Sure.
And I was like, hey, we've been chatting on a dating app. And so I messaged him and he was like, oh, you should have said hi.
And so in regards to the process of actually getting...
It's tough. It's tough, but I have faith in you.
Yeah, so what is it going to take?
Okay, well, let's think about how would we pitch him? So what would we say you do as a job? Amp it up.
So he's a producer of a...
That's fine. No, producer's fine because it's kind of vague.
Yeah,
he could be a DJ. He could be a movie producer. He could be anything, really.
Is podcast too povo? Should podcast producer?
I mean, it's on trend, isn't it?
You
would know about trends.
Yeah.
What, very importantly, though, what would be your song? Because guys either go one of two ways. They go kind of like a bit alternative, like a song maybe you've never heard of before. And you're like, oh, this guy's cool. Like his culture. Like what's this weird
like the MySpace song.
Or you go the other way, like Dylan Francis, and you do like the Seinfeld theme song. Or like Dylan once had Stop by the Spice Girls, which I thought was very funny.
Oh, yeah.
So what would you go with?
Can we ask, what did Flume have before his
song? What does he have now?
No, his song.
He would not have. Oh, but
that would be hilarious.
I did match with one of the Stafford brothers and he did have his own song as his song,
oh,
and I gave him
that.
Shit for it. What have we got here? He's got Talk to Me, You'll Understand, Ross from Friends. So it'll be like it's a
and
gag.
That was okay. Ross from Friends.
No, it'll be like a soundbite.
Okay, sure. Yeah,
but yeah,
no, I get it.
It was a gag. So what do you have?
Oh,
it's tough, and you get so badly judged on it, like more so than your photos, maybe.
Oh, the song you picked in the car.
What song did I pick in the car?
Hey, Google, play Missy Higgins.
Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
Sing it for us? Give us a...
I'm not singing it for you.
It was good. It was a bit folky. Like,
oh, yeah, that's right. That's good.
It was like
Teskey Brothers vibe?
I don't know what that is.
I think it was... maybe it was like Someone You Loved or something like that.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think involving the word love in it is a good start.
Yeah.
It makes you seem serious. Like you're here for a real time, not a short time.
Yeah. He loves Katy Perry.
I love Katy Perry too.
So then...
Oh, what about that
you
song?
Guys would
but
match.
You know
oh my God,
do you
could meet
on
Do you
know what's funny
together.
Though? You would pick Katy Perry as because you actually like her, but everyone else would assume it was a joke.
Yeah.
California Girls, what would we go with?
What's that, the new one?
Are
you singing it, Josh?
I don't know. I can't remember it. But it
goes, never getting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over.
I feel like I've seen people when they do dances to it. It's very good.
I actually
are you
really
on
love
TikTok
that.
Again?
Oh my God, TikTok. Don't get me started on TikTok.
Oh, you don't want to be on TikTok.
No,
are you
I'm
on
too
TikTok
old,
yet?
But I do get stuck in wormholes. I wake up in the morning and I sit in it. I'm like, I'm just going to listen, watch a few. And then before you know it, I'm like, it's been 2 hours. And I've seen the same dance to the same song by really, really attractive people. Yeah. We were never that attractive.
Yeah.
These teenagers
I think it's
freaking hot.
Yeah, I think it's the makeup. So like the,
no, but they're not all made up. And the dudes don't wear makeup.
So you're just saying they're attractive. But I think the makeup stuff, like seeing like young girls watching tutorials, knowing how to put like the
Kardashian
eyebrow.
These are naturally beautiful little girls. Like they are little. Little girls are like... guys. Mm-hmm. Like I feel so inadequate.
They're all dressed up as like adults though as well.
Also like young kids are being taller than ever. All the bloody years.
It's all
coming
the
from three kind of short guys.
Mate, I'm 6'2". Josh is...
Are you 6'2"?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you would just scrape in on my dating app parameters.
And
so,
is that your dating app parameter?
Yeah, 6'2" and above.
But what about
the... Oh, because I'm so tall.
Sure.
How tall are you?
And I'm wearing heels. So I'm 5'10". So when I wear heels, I'm like 6'1".
Okay.
So you've got to be 6'2" and above.
I mean, I see why small people have complexes because they've eared this shit.
Maybe there could be an app.
No, it's actually my insecurity. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's my shit.
So you don't... Have you ever dated a guy that's shorter than you?
I recently was dating a guy that was shorter. Well, not shorter than me because when I'm in flats, I'm 5'10". But I want to be able to wear heels.
Definitely no. Under 5'10", you...
No, that's... No, under 5... How tall are you?
What about your girlfriend?
I think I'm 6 foot. Yeah.
What beautiful. About... Love that for us.
What about your girlfriend?
Yeah, that's a fair point. Some of my ex-girlfriends were shorter than me, but they were also kind of more, I don't want to say dominating. I don't know, they seemed bigger. Like I was like the little like, oh, defenseless like femme, and they were like, they weren't butch, but...
No,
so
I
don't think the height, I kind of forgot about the height because they were still my like protector.
In LA... What drink would you order if you're going to a bar?
Well, as we were saying before, they free pour here, guys. Uh-huh. So when you order a vodka lime soda, you're getting a double shot vodka lime soda.
So what, they're just stupid? Like they don't know.
I don't think they have the same RSA laws that we have.
Yeah, it's super strict. And so it's by eye, so free pouring. Well, that looks good.
And also because it's LA, everyone drives everywhere. So they're not as big a drinkers as we are anyway. Uh-huh. So they only have 2 vodka lime sodas overnight.
Yeah, sure.
Whereas I'll have 5 in an hour.
So tell us, what are you doing here in LA?
Well, this first couple of days I'm here for play. I actually kind of just wanted an excuse to get away from the races this year, to be fair. So we had Derby Day yesterday. Mm. Looked terrible. It was rainy as hell.
Do you feel that? Because, I mean, a lot of people, if they want to avoid the races, they just stay home. Is it for you, do you feel obliged, like the guy who says, I'll come to your hotel, to then put on makeup and actually go down?
Yeah, it's tough.
And
it's a big week for work as well. So to turn it down just for no reason is tough. I get really bad FOMO. So if I was in Melbourne but not at the races, I'd feel like I was missing out. Mm-hmm. So being in LA, partly for play, partly for work, is just like a heaven result.
Actually, next year, how do you feel about... So Mr. 97's dad, Rick...
So my future father-in-law.
Yeah, he's good. He asked for
dad. I call him dad now.
Please do.
Can we call dad?
Yeah, dad asked for if we had hookups to be able to give... get him tickets to the Birdcage, which we don't have any pool within.
It was
that.
A great compliment for us.
Yeah.
Do you know what though? Pool? To be fair, you guys could apply for a media accreditation.
Oh yeah, that's
true.
And then you would have you just get a pass.
And then we need an in to the Birdcage, like is
then
it
need to
into
be put,
one of the markets.
So you need to be invited by a PR company or a brand, or you put on a drop-in list, which is kind of tricky sometimes.
Well, I mean, I used to live for that shit, and I never got it. I got it once.
I did it. Yeah, I did it with Fifi and Jules.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You just 1 year, I don't know. This would have been my fifth year, and I go to all race days, so it's a lot.
Do you think that you would potentially next? I know it's a year; it's a long story arc. Would you take 97 to
97
the
or 97's dad?
No, I think I think that his dad would be really happy just with knowing that his son went.
Do you know what? I promise you that if I attend a race day next year, I get a plus one. I would take 97. With
okay, me. Great. So you said if I get a plus one, do you normally get plus ones?
Yeah,
or no?
You generally do. Yeah, okay, yeah, you do.
But you said race day, so it could be. But when we're not saying Greyhound.
I take him to like
Sandown.
I take him to like Guinea's Cup, or like one of the nine. Guinea's Cup. No, I take you to Oaks Day because that's like Ladies' Day, and then we could actually properly pimp you out.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And they'll probably get jealous.
What's the color code on Ladies' Day?
Ladies' Day is pastels and pinks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So florals, pastels, pinks. So yeah, every race day has it at rules. And it's they're really strict.
Dumb. Have you got a go-to plus one?
I do. We're all familiar with her, haven't we all met Jen?
Yeah.
My manager and best friend.
So she would. How would she feel if she got a coach?
She actually only ever wants to go to one. So she will usually pick which one she wants to go to. Derby Day is my favourite.
Okay.
Then Cup. Guys like going to Oaks Day, obviously. So she probably.
What is Oaks? Why is that
Ladies
obvious?
Day.
And so there's more women. Okay. Mm. No, that makes sense.
And it's on a Thursday.
Yeah, it's kind of an. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've just, like, the week's done. It's the one before.
It's a bit more chilled.
It's the one before the end of, like, Saturday's done.
Yeah, Steaks is nowhere, if you ask me.
Well, it's the family day.
Steaks is better. I think it's more fun in a car park at Steaks.
Mm.
Which, when I first moved to Melbourne, was such a bizarre concept for me to get my head around. I was like, wait. So you all hang in a car park and eat food out of, like, Eskies, but you get really dressed up, and this is a fun activity for everybody. They're like, yeah, it's the most fun.
No,
it
sounds
like,
yeah.
It is fun.
But so you went and you liked it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Do like people bring their own food and stuff?
Yeah, so you, it's a big thing. So generally you have to get a spot and then it's kind of catered. So you all put in money and then whoever's hosting that spot, they go like there's mini sandwiches, there's like punch, there's grog.
I've had some of the best chicken sandwiches in my life.
Oh, how good are, without it's, the crust?
Well, yeah. These were made by a friend of mine's mum.
What do you mean?
Why are the chicken... How did you guys have the same
because
chicken sandwich?
Because that's the kind of thing you have in the car park.
Yeah, it's racist.
Sponge cake?
No, not sponge cake. So, cucumber sandwiches, chicken sandwiches,
little mini pies.
Any sweets?
Yeah. Cakes and stuff. Yeah.
But when you're drinking,
It's like the thing that's in the desert that people go to here.
The Mirage.
Coachella?
No.
It's nothing like
Burning Man.
It is nothing like Burning Man.
Have you been?
It is actually nothing like Burning Man.
Burning Man for bogans.
No, with far less psychedelic drugs.
Okay, have you been to Burning Man?
I haven't. You know what? I have zero interest. I really, the thought of some of my friends have gone and like, it's life changing. You know, trust me, you'd love it. The thought of one of my ex-girlfriends went and they lost one of their friends for like a day in the dust.
Oh.
That gives me serious anxiety.
Yeah. And you
getting
also
lost in the player and you can't see anything and you've got dust in your mouth, you can't breathe. You're trying to like barter things, you're trying to like you know, swap toilet paper for some water. Like,
it's like
fucking absolutely
Bali.
Not.
Yeah.
That is nothing like Bali.
No, it's bartering. We're just bartering, you know, dealing with fucking.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, that's more sort of haggling.
I guess. Are you still jet lagged? What's going on with you today?
When you were on the flight, you couldn't deal with the fact that there was no Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the idea
you're
of going to Burning
thing where
Man.
You're like, you like you keep little things in your brain, you throw them back at me. It's good.
Yeah,
I like it.
I remember these things. No,
where's
but
your
I guess
file for me?
No, the Burning Man. I don't think there's any phone reception.
No, that would be okay because we're all in the same boat. I think it's just the fact that
I didn't know there was water involved. No, this is your joke.
No, I think it's just the fact that I couldn't sleep on the flight over here, and so I watched four movies. I cried. You know, I'd had
you
three
up for
champagnes.
14 hours.
I got 40 minutes sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I mean, you've done pretty well
considering I didn't get much sleep last night.
Yeah.
And so you got here, and then you went to bed. Are you no? You
got here,
the
went
day.
To the pool,
straight
sunbaked.
To the pool.
My butt is burnt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
97's offered to put some aloe vera on it.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
If you don't
so
eat generous.
What an arse chat today.
He's on arse duty.
He's still yet to say three words.
Let's have a break. Tally, Mace, you guys take it.
Okay, so I heard a rumor say that you're not a big drinker.
No, I've only had one drink in my entire life.
Okay, sorry. Can we just rewind? So you're 20 years old.
Yep.
Not even legal to be drinking here, by the way. We're gonna have to sneak him in tonight. And you've had one singular drink.
Yeah. You anxiety.
Yeah.
What about me?
You'll be fine. You'll be out the front.
Wait, rewind. You've had one drink, like one standard drink.
It was a shot. I think it was vodka, maybe. I don't
Wait,
know.
Is this with these guys?
No. It was
with 3D Dill, our Canadian intern.
First of all, who the shots straight vodka? That's the worst shot in the world, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Second of all, what do you mean? How did you get to 20 years old? You're a good-looking guy. Mm. You're not a complete social retard. Oh, let's not use that word. So how did you? Have you only had one shot?
I've never really been interested in drinking.
That's because
anything.
You've never gotten drunk.
Yeah.
You need to get drunk to realize how fun it is to continue to do it for the rest of your life. So tonight's the night. I'm psyched. I'm going to get you really drunk.
Have to drink to not feel like it is...
hungover.
Or no, just drinking alcohol.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you could stomach a Patron, Patron
you
shot.
Do what every, you know, white girl does. You start on stuff like vodka cranberry.
Yeah.
Vodka cranberry good. Or a screwdriver. So vodka OJ. Well, then you feel like you're only having...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's also 97 loves all things coconut. He's part of the coconut crew, and they put coconut in their hair and stuff. Maybe
cocktails, coconut.
Yeah,
cocktail?
Maybe some form.
I've had someone
of,
use coconut as lube before.
Really? Well, all organic or and natural.
Yeah,
and stuff.
And it's good for your hair. So when it gets in your hair, you're not like, oh yuck, it's greasy.
Get my coconut sort of lip balm.
Yes, I'm gonna eat drunk. Are you excited?
Yeah. I mean, it looks
dad. Why are you avoiding eye contact with me?
I'm his protective blanket, but no, you're going to be fine.
Okay.
Are you excited? Yeah. Where else best to get a little bit drunk than LA with mm-hmm. two of your buds, mm-hmm. me, the ring in? Like, you know, where else would you want to do it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying to Josh before.
Mm. Yeah.
I was like, I wouldn't do it back in Melbourne. Yeah. But yeah.
And he was even like, maybe I would do weed here, is what he was saying.
Because it's legal here.
Did you say that? Because I didn't hear those words.
No, I don't know if it was
I didn't want to make you sound like a mummy's boy, but you said that your mum said, if you did weed, it wouldn't be the word. Like, what'd she say? What was her exact
I love how much you speak about your mum. It's really cute.
I think we pump it up a bit more.
No, I don't.
And he drops it all the time.
He does.
Yeah, he does. And I've been playing it down because
I'm
said
trying to save his
how
house
much
here,
Tully.
Yeah, every time you mention your mum, I get a little bit more like, oh, maybe not then.
Yeah, go on. What did she say?
No, mum was just saying that it's a good environment to... try
absolutely
weed.
Try new things.
Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Molly, weed, you know, whatever. Cocaine. No, we're joking. We're absolutely joking.
We're definitely joking.
I can't afford that.
Mr. 97 can. Big Brother.
Yes.
That was announced
coming back
like a month ago on Channel 7. First of all, yeah, what's it like? People have been talking about the difference.
Yeah,
between...
I'm not sold on this new format.
Yeah. So what is the new format?
Oh my god.
They're not filming it?
No. So the beauty of Big Brother, in my opinion, it's one of the original reality TV programs. Mm-hmm. My favorite part about it, growing up with it, were like the live feeds. You know, you really felt like you were seeing these people 24/7. So you watch the show every night, and then if you wanted to, which I did, you'd go and watch the live feed. So you just watch them sleep. You'd watch them potter around like The Sims. Now on Sun Channel 7, it's been announced no host as yet.
Yeah, could be Koshy.
I'd love to host it. No, there are rumors.
Who do you reckon would host?
There are rumors it's going to be Greta Colleen again, which should be cool because it's bringing some of the old, you know, into the new. But it's not going to be live. It's going to be pre-recorded, kind of like Survivor. So a few months.
A few months.
Yeah, like 3 months.
That's bullshit.
Right? It's in a studio. It's not in a house. So they're going to like make a studio look like a warehouse apartment, which is very similar to Big Brother US.
This is Seinfeld.
I'm just not into it. Like, take it back to the old school. Yeah.
How do you vote?
There's no voting. We have no say in anything. So
no buy-in.
It's more like Big Brother US. So rather than the housemates putting people up for eviction and then we choose who goes, the housemates will just choose who leaves every week, which just, you're taking away the fundamental parts of the show and the format, and you're just getting rid of them for no real reason.
Yeah. Well, because not Big Brother, it's everyone in the house.
And also... the whole, yeah, the best part about Big Brother, in my opinion, was the voyeurism of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've taken that away from us.
That's sad.
It is sad.
So would that mean because the people in the house vote and they get the say, people would be more...
Absolutely.
Tactical,
yeah, yeah,
and
for
like,
sure.
Become almost a bit nasty.
Because people, so in my opinion, the last four winners of Big Brother, they would have been first to be evicted by the other housemates. Because if you're playing to win, which I wasn't, you're going to see someone who's popular or getting attention. You're going to go, oh, let's get rid of them.
Yeah.
Whereas what would happen would be in the old format, we would see that, we'd put them up, but then the pub would go, absolutely not. They're hilarious or they're troublemaking. They're causing great television. We're going to save them. So this is going to be a really boring show, in my opinion. I don't know. I'm just
not. Because it's great because then you get to see what the housemates truly think, but then the public
totally. And it's great when you've got someone who, you know, like me, for instance, who was up constantly. The housemates, you know, constantly putting me up for eviction, but public were like, no way. And so then you've got also the added bonus of seeing the house have to deal with me week in, week out when they want me gone.
What did you take away from that when you saw that all the people were putting you up for eviction?
I knew why. I knew that people were uncomfortable with my relationship with Drew. A lot of my ex-housemates were in relationships, quite a few of them actually, and I know that they found it grating to watch someone who was also in a relationship behave the way I did. And I know that for a fact because a few of them tried to talk to me about it, and I've watched a couple of clips here and there of nominations, and that was generally, I would say.
Oh, yeah, the nomination. It was a good show.
Great show.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, yeah, I mean, look, it'll be interesting. I'm still going to tune in. I'm sitting here, you know, putting it down. But
I like the idea. I wish there was real time because I do like the idea that I feel like as a kid you'd be like, I wonder what they're doing in the house right now.
Yeah, totally. Mm. And also, when you have a show like that, there's just so much more room for spoilers. Uh-huh. We're going to see who's been evicted because they're going to be out and about. And like, you know what I mean? Whereas it's just...
They'll be at Morris Jones, getting drunk, you know. Social media be
probably
climbing.
Hook me up with them, knowing me. You know, I do love an ex-reality TV contestant.
Or they'll watch this and say, Tally, can you give me a Raya?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So the next step for the Raya invite, 97 needs to pick a song.
He needs to apply first and then get across the line. So basically, I work with the app, so I'm on the committee. So I've personally approved Paris Hilton for Raya. That's a legit story. Yeah. So you have to get 5 yeses from 5 different committee members. So obviously, use me as a referral. So I'll see you come through the app.
Do you think that would have it?
I don't know who else works for the app.
Okay.
So what do you get for working as a...
Cash money.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I get $5,000 US for every 25 people I get on the app.
That's great. Mm. So this is how can we get more people? How can we make you more money?
It's harder than it sounds because yes, I can recommend somebody, but I don't get the final say whether they get through.
Sure.
Who does?
And then we all have to collect.
So do you know anyone else?
We can't even get a Wikipedia page.
But then what happens also a lot of time, the kind of people that want to be on Raya are the kind of people that don't believe they should be paying for a dating app.
Yeah. So what's the price of it?
Oh, I think it's like $8 US a month.
Okay.
Less than Netflix. How much is Netflix?
Yeah, but you could pay for Netflix first. His mum pays for Netflix.
Okay, if you pay to watch, you know, your favourite TV series, wouldn't you pay to possibly sleep with Victoria's Secret model?
That's prostitution.
Yeah.
You're paying for it.
No, you're paying for the opportunity.
The opportunity.
You're paying for the chance.
Is that different? Is that how you're selling it?
You're paying for the chance to sleep with Victoria's Secret model. Speaking of, I didn't answer your question because you guys kept talking, but I'm actually here with Boohoo to attend a party at the end of the week. So there's a Victoria's Secret model who is launching her own line with Boohoo, and they're having a massive party to celebrate, and I'm going, and I'm going to try and get at least you an invite.
Yeah, that would be great.
Amazing.
Is it she's bringing out a line. Is that a line of Victoria's Secret underwear? Is it her own line? How the fuck does that work?
Her own Boohoo line. So Boohoo isn't lingerie. It's like clothes.
Oh, okay.
So she would have designed just like 3 or 4 pieces, chucked her name on it, and then that's sort of her line.
Okay. That makes sense.
As a part of Boohoo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you have a job? Like, is this work? Is this actually work?
No, it's great. Like,
it's a great question.
No, it's definitely not a great question.
Yeah, I do. I do have a job. I mean, I was here.
Average question.
I arrived yesterday and I was right onto the emails, doing heaps of emails, stuff for my own podcast. So, I'm definitely working.
Do you filter? Because since you last came, you've now got the podcast. Mm-hmm. Is it something you lead with when you're having conversations with people here?
Absolutely. I much prefer to say I'm a podcast host than I'm an influencer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's good.
It gives me substance. It makes me feel like I'm actually doing something with my life.
What's the response you've been getting saying
wow, what's the podcast about? True crime?
Yeah.
And then I have to go back into influencer land. So I'm like, yeah, I've got a podcast. I'm like, what's it about? I'm like, other influencers.
What does your Raya say?
My Raya?
Yeah.
I think it says writer.
Okay, yeah, great.
Or maybe even blogger.
I think you could update it.
Podcaster.
I think that could have a bit of cut through.
Because
I think podcaster says potentially intelligent.
Do you know what's hard is what I was saying to you guys earlier on off air. Uh-huh. I worry because I know who I'm up against, right? My Ray profile is like the best there is of me. Like there aren't better photos than that profile.
Mate.
They're the best I've got.
The one that we did at Runyon this morning, is that going to make a...
Yeah, definitely be adding that later on.
I actually got 7 use that
I got yeah. Someone sent me...
Half an eye. He's got one eye in that shot.
Keep guessing.
No, I actually got a screen grab from a friend who saw me on a Tinder app. I was being used. No. Like, someone...
I call bullshit. No one's using you to catfish anybody.
That's so hurtful. But I was the mate. I was the person next to...
Oh, right.
You can't
I've actually been mass swiping once and saw a guy...
Mass swiping?
Just always left, by the way. No.
Why?
No.
What's the point?
Because they're gross.
But what's the point of mass swiping?
I'm trying to find a good
one. Okay, so you are still considering.
Yeah, I'm still looking at them. for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Less. And I was like, oh, he's bloody hot. It's a guy I'd already been with. And he was the friend in the photo.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh, he's hot. Damn it. Already been
do,
there.
Do you bought actually...
the t-shirt, didn't like it, returned it.
How long could you actually spend on the app before you sort of hit the end?
Do you know what I've discovered? Tinder particularly really drains your battery.
Sure.
So you've got to make sure you've got like a good set of, like, because you don't want to use it for too long because it really sucks the life
so
out
do you
of
have
me,
like a battery?
My soul, but also my phone.
So do you actually have like an extra external charger?
I do.
Charger
I'm actually, or... yeah, I'm bringing it with me tonight in case my
that's
phone
good
dies.
To have. No, it's yeah. In case you're just on Tinder because we're so boring.
No, you'll be on Rayo.
Well, I just think if I don't get 97 drunk enough and he wants to make out with me, I have to have a backup plan.
Yeah, no, that's fair. What time do you give that to? 9 o'clock?
Yeah, well, yeah, we're supposed to be drinking it from 5.
Okay.
Speaking of, what is the time?
Yeah, it makes it's the first 45. Move in like, what's your... it seems like you got the height thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can a man make the first move? Can
depends
a woman
on the app. So Bumble,
move?
The whole thing is that women have to make the first move.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking like in real life.
Oh, I'm pretty forward. I mean, you've met me. I'm pretty forward. If I like you, you're going to know about it. If I want to kiss you, I'm just going to kiss you. I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to wait for him to kiss me.
Yeah,
I might
sure.
come at you.
If I can so look out, mate.
It's gonna, oh, likes- I'm going to eat you alive. Are we going to take a camera? Can we film this whole night?
Yeah.
What if we strap a GoPro to your head for the rest of the diet?
What would we call the film?
One Night in LA.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's not bad. I just, yeah, look, now you shouldn't have told me because I'm a bit of a menace and when I've had a few drinks.
What does that mean?
I just, the fact that you haven't really had a proper drink, I just now want to get you, like, I want to see you spew tonight.
It's corrupt.
I want to see you
sorry,
spew
Mom
tonight.
Sorry, Mum and Dad.
It's beautiful. It's a daily talk show. If you've enjoyed the show, feel free to screen grab it. Is there anything that listeners or viewers can do for Mr. 97 to help him get him on Raya or not really?
I just keep, if you, the more followers you have, that helps.
Okay.
Follow count helps. Oh,
fuck.
$8 a month.
How many have you got? You've 97,
yeah, not that many. 280?
Yeah, 300 followers. That's not going to, that's less friends than a normal person.
We can make it as if it's like your personal account and you've got another one.
Should we hide it up completely?
Look, I need to be confidential. I'm a producer for something quite special. This is my personal account.
Yeah, this is my secret. Yeah, something that's now become cool and on trend, don't talk about trends, is to not even use Instagram. That's also kind of sexy. Okay. If you're like, oh, I don't use social media, it's like, oh, what? Okay. That's really hot and intriguing.
Yeah. Great, I was off social for a bit.
You're not hot or intriguing.
I was 2 years ago.
Sure, whatever you say. I'm sure you were.
It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi, thetheDailyTalkShow.com is the email address. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. Are you ready, 97?
I'm ready.
Let's get lit.
See you guys. Gotcha.